This is program number LW2582. Well, the six doomed men were escorted to the gallows by a dozen armed guards. It happened about 100 years ago. After their death sentences were read, the six men were blindfolded with sack-like black hoods, and then they were led into position over the long trap door. Then the executor, George Mallaton, adjusted nooses of hand-woven, well-oiled rope around the men's necks. Then suddenly, he sprang the trap. The six men dropped to quick deaths, and the more than 5,000 people who had crowded into town to see it dispersed. The story hit the newspapers from coast to coast. The simultaneous public hangings of half a dozen men shocked everyone, and Judge Isaac Charles Parker was well on his way to winning fame as the hanging judge of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you a little bit about Judge Parker. I think you'll find him most interesting. He was a hanging judge, all right. He was responsible for sending 80 people to the gallows, hanged by the neck until dead. They called him inhuman. They said he possessed an insatiable appetite to kill. Hard-hearted, calloused, a madman. That's what people across the country called him. Was he? Well, let me first tell you about the defendants. They weren't big-time gunfighters, not at all. They were anonymous men. One man had murdered a young cowboy just to get his fancy boots and saddle. Another had clubbed and knifed an old friend to death just to get his pocket money. A third fellow had borrowed a Winchester from a friend, then used it to kill him just because he felt like it. The people in town thought they were just a bunch of good-for-nothings. But Judge Parker, the hanging judge, this inhuman, hard-hearted killer judge? Well, in pronouncing their death sentences, Judge Parker, this hanging judge, bowed his head and said in a low voice, "I do not desire to hang you men, but," he said, "it is the law." Then he wept. On the days of the executions, he would go to the courtroom, lock himself inside, and read his Bible. And as the fateful moment would draw near, he would cross the room to a window from which he could see the gallows in the corner of the yard. He would stand there. Tears would stream down his cheeks until it was all over. And then he would return to his desk to pray. That was Judge Parker, the hanging judge, the inhuman, hard-hearted killer judge, whose courtroom they called the Gates of Hell. That was Judge Parker. Behind closed doors. Justice with tears. That's what he really was. History says that Judge Parker saw life as a constant battle between good and evil, and that he saw that the Bible taught that evildoers must be punished. If he had an insatiable appetite, as those during his day claimed, it was an appetite for justice and not for senseless murder. What he was fighting was the very thing he himself was accused of. He knew it. Yet, believing in justice, he stood there. He stood there with tears. But nonetheless, he still stood. Rare is the man who has such courage. Rare is the man. You know, 2,000 years ago, there was another who knew how priceless justice is, yet who administered it with tears. I see God standing there, holding his own son in his arms, saying to me, to you, to all of us people, "You broke my moral law. You are the one who should have died. I demand," God says, "I demand that the sinner must die." But, he goes on, "my son gave his life for you." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Judge Isaac Charles Parker stood for justice. So did God. For God said he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish. God gave his Son, satisfying the justice God demands in our lives. Thank God for Jesus. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.